things you need to do. So part of the challenge we have experienced in business, especially on the training side of the house, dealing with other entrepreneurs, is most people who start businesses, not only in this city, but since we're talking about the city, most people start businesses in this city, they are, and I say this lovingly, they're ignorant of the rules of capitalism, okay? And they go into the business operation not being familiar or cognizant of those rules, especially when they're trying to do business with an entity like the city or some type of bureaucracy, whether it's the state, whether it's the federal government, what have you. And it really boils down to three things, right? Most people, when they start launching their business, they think that because they launched the business, somebody owes them something. So they have the spirit of entitlement, and that's a recipe for disaster. So then they go to bureaucratical organizations like a city or a state or a federal government or a large corporation and want to know, what contracts do you have for me? Especially if they're of the minority persuasion. You know, hey, I'm a small minority owned business. I got my certifications. You owe me a contract. No, dude, capitalism doesn't work that way. Nobody's entitled to anything. The second rule that most people are not cognizant of in the capitalistic society is nobody wants to hear about what's fair. That when you start whining about what's fair in capitalism, people start ignoring you. All right, that's just not the way it works. And people say, well, I don't like that. Well, keep your job and you can file an EEOC complaint and everybody's happy when you feel like things are not fair. In capitalism, that's one of those unwritten rules. And the third one is worried and concerned about what's right. Now, all of us have our moral compass and we do what that leads us to do. But the system itself, capitalism, it doesn't care about what's right. It only concerns itself with what's illegal. Because as long as it's not illegal, capitalism says it's free game. Now, personally, you in your walk with your God or your moral principles might go, I can't do that. I don't feel right about that. But the system itself, man, it's a beast. And so you have these entrepreneurs who start companies who are ignorant of that. They've been sold a bill of goods like entrepreneurship is this grandiose, wonderful landscape, which it is, as long as you learn the rules. And what one of the rules you learn is some days it's just not your day. You're not going to get the contract. You're not going to get the opportunity. But keep hanging around because, and don't whine too much, because someday the people that won the contract, it's not going to be their day. And I always kind of chuckle when people start to complain about, oh, they just got the contract because they knew somebody. I'm like, yeah, that's the way business works. Bankers work with people they know. That's why you didn't get the loan. Banker doesn't know you. Why would, and I always ask, would you loan money to somebody that you didn't know and didn't have the track record, right? He said, well, it's supposed to be fair. I was like, well, let's look at the rules. The rules are you always do business with people. Whenever people say, well, I want a contract with the government. No, there's a particular department within that branch of government, and there's a particular set of individuals who's managing the bag of money that's making the decisions on the contract. That's the person or set of group of people you need to get to know. Nobody does business with Coca-Cola. No, there's a division in Coke. Somebody's managing money. Nobody does business with the city. There's a department in the city that has a need. And there's some people who are making that decision. It's business. Those are the rules of engagement. And so you have a lot of folk, I would say the vast majority, who launch and start businesses, they don't know those rules. And so what happens not too long into the process, their experiences cause them to start singing that chorus. This isn't fair. Montgomery is just it's not a good place to start a business. And you're like, no, what Montgomery forces you to do, which is a good thing in some capacity, Montgomery forces you to play by the rules. You're not lulled into this delusional state like you might be in other communities that kind of, push you along. So if you just hang in there here in the city, you're superly prepared to do business around the world.